Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, October 10th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Biomed News Breaks NutriBand Inc., NTRB, partners with Brand Institute to develop global brand identity for Aversa Fentanyl. NutriBand Inc. has partnered with Brand Institute to develop a global brand identity for Aversa Fentanyl, its lead product utilizing Aversa Abuse Deterrent Transdermal Technology. Brand Institute, a global leader in pharmaceutical brand name development, will create the commercial brand name and visual identity for the product. Aversa Fentanyl is designed to deter misuse and reduce accidental opioid exposure, potentially becoming the world's first abuse deterrent opioid patch. Brand Institute, with a 75% share of global drug name approvals, will lead the initiative alongside its regulatory subsidiary, Drug Safety Institute, staffed by former FDA, EMA, Health Canada, USAN, and WHO officials.
State Roundup. More targets foster care system for repair following teen suicide. Officials flock to BWI to support federal workers. Governor Westmore has promised to repair Maryland's foster care system following the tragic suicide of a teen girl under the state supervision. Meanwhile, state and federal officials showed support for BWI workers who are working without pay during the government shutdown. In other news, a class action lawsuit has been filed against the Maryland Department of Health over Medicaid waiver issues, and a veteran of the Department of Budget and Management will serve as acting budget secretary as the search for a permanent replacement continues. Baltimore is seeing a concerning rise in infants born with syphilis, and Governor Moore has removed most of Baltimore's liquor board. Additionally, Anne Arundel County will apologize for its role in supporting slavery, and details from the Maryland State Board of Education shed light on dysfunction in Somerset County schools. Finally, crews are preparing to launch Baltimore County's first large-scale solar farm at a closed landfill in Parkton. Studio Samuel celebrates 10 years in 2025 and amplifies this year's International Day of the Girl theme. Studio Samuel, the Addis Ababa-based nonprofit organization empowering girls in Ethiopia, is celebrating its 10th anniversary by launching the Youer Abeba app on International Day of the Girl. This free menstrual health educational app, created by Girls for Girls, aims to break stigma and provide solutions for period-related challenges. The app, available for download on Google Play in Ethiopia, includes a period tracker, health resources, and a Kalkidon avatar. Youer Abeba addresses the issue of school absenteeism due to menstruation, giving girls dignity, knowledge, and confidence to continue their education. Studio Samuel is committed to empowering 1 million girls by 2035 and welcomes support from donors and partners to end period poverty in Africa. Children's Orthodontist in Burnaby, a full guide to choosing the best for kids. Orthodontic treatments like braces and Invisalign are essential for children's dental health. Early intervention with a Burnaby orthodontist can prevent future issues. The Canadian Association of Orthodontists recommends a first consultation by age 7. When choosing a children's orthodontist in Burnaby, look for specialized training, experience with pediatric patients, and modern treatment options. Early orthodontic treatment guides jaw growth, improves oral hygiene, boosts confidence, and prevents future extensive treatments. Metropoint Orthodontics in Burnaby offers specialized care with certified specialists, advanced technology, and a focus on creating a welcoming environment for young patients. Contact them at 604-434-8887 or metropointorthodontics@gmail.com for more information. The Dr. Wade Newman Grant for Healthcare Students to announce highly anticipated 2025 grant recipient on October 15th. the Dr. Wade Newman Grant for Healthcare Students is set to announce the recipient of its 2025 grant on October 15th. This highly anticipated award will go to a deserving student in the healthcare field, chosen from a competitive pool of applicants nationwide. Established by Dr. Wade Newman, a dedicated dental professional and military officer, the grant aims to invest in the next generation of healthcare providers. The selection process prioritized candidates with a strong commitment to healthcare and community service. The recipient will receive financial support to alleviate educational expenses, allowing them to focus on their professional development. Stay tuned for the announcement on October 15th. Dr. Ian Weisberg Scholarship opens for medical students pursuing the future of healthcare. The Dr. Ian Weisberg Scholarship for Medical Students is now accepting applications, providing financial assistance to undergraduate students with a passion for medicine. Founded by renowned cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Ian Weisberg, the scholarship aims to support the next generation of healthcare professionals dedicated to making a meaningful impact. Applicants must demonstrate academic excellence and submit an essay on their vision for healthcare's future. Dr. Weisberg's commitment to medical education and community service drives the scholarship's purpose of nurturing future physicians. Eligible students can apply by October 15, 2025, with the winner announced on November 15, 2025, through the official scholarship website. Lafforti Immunotherapeutics to present new preclinical data on antibody-drug conjugate LFD-200, demonstrating selective and sustained delivery of glucocorticoid payload to immune tissues without evidence of toxicity. Lafforti Immunotherapeutics will present new preclinical data on ADC-LFD-200 at ACR Convergence 2025. The data shows selective and sustained delivery of glucocorticoid to immune tissues without toxicity. Results from NHP studies demonstrate targeted anti-inflammatory effects and a favorable safety profile. LFD-200 has the potential to offer a safer, less frequently dosed treatment option for autoimmune and inflammatory diseases. The poster session on LFD-200 will take place on Sunday, October 26, 2025 at 10:30 a.m. Lafforti Immunotherapeutics is dedicated to developing ADCs for autoimmune and inflammatory disorders, with LFD-200 currently in phase 1 clinical trials. For more information, visit wliforti.com. Leading experts in music, science, health, and athletics to convene for annual Palm Beach Symphony's Music Maestros and Masters. Tickets are now available for the November 13 panel discussion on FAU's Jupiter campus. Palm Beach Symphony will host its annual Music Maestros and Masters, How the Arts Fuel Body, Mind, and Soul, on Thursday, November 13, from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Leading voices in music, science, health, and athletics will come together for this intimate and inspiring evening at the Eleanor Bernan Rosenthal Lifelong Learning Complex at Florida Atlantic University, FAU, 5353 Parkside Drive in Jupiter. The thought-provoking panel discussion will explore how the arts, especially music, fuel physical performance, cognitive vitality, and emotional wellness. This year's expert panelists include Sean Berry, founder / artistic director of the Young Singers of Palm, the Palm Beaches, Kathleen L. Davenport, MD, spine and sports medicine physiatrist at Hospital for Special Surgery, HSS, and Latin Grammy Award-winning trombonist Domingo Pagliuca, Palm Beach Symphony principal trombonist. The insightful conversation will be moderated by Kevin Wilt, PhD, Department of Music Chair, Associate Professor and Composer in Residence at the Dorothy F. Schmidt College of Arts and Letters at FAU. The evening will also feature live vignette musical performances by Palm Beach Symphony musicians, FAU faculty and singers from Young Singers of the Palm Beaches, an award-winning children's choir whose members learn life skills through music. Tickets to Music Maestros and Masters are on sale now and may be purchased for $25 at fiau.edu. Students under the age of 16 are invited to attend for free with a registered adult. Q&A with Siobhan Shaw, founder of Cancer Bites and Growing to Give. Siobhan Shaw, founder of Cancer Bites and Growing to Give, is using the power of community and conversation to spark change. Through Growing to Give, she advocates for food justice and sustainability. proving that communities can grow resilience along with nourishment. Cancer Bites, her podcast and community, redefines how we talk about metastatic breast cancer with candid conversations. Siobhan's personal journey with cancer inspired her to create Cancer Bites, a raw and honest space for patients, caregivers, and advocates. Expect more guest voices and personal stories on the show, as well as collaborations and live conversations. Listen to Cancer Bites on the Growing to Give YouTube channel and join the Facebook page for new episodes and ways to connect. Get involved by volunteering or donating at growingtogive.org and help grow Cancer Bites by joining the Titty Committee or becoming a sponsor for their gift bag campaign launching this holiday season.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.